We've reached out to a local immigration attorney, Xavier Borjas. Thank you for joining us. He's the immigration attorney and managing partner of Borjas Law Group. I was just talking to Leland Vittert. He is of the belief that Trump will have his way regardless of what our mayor and our governor does to protect those who are undocumented. How strong is the fear in those communities right now?
Good afternoon. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I think that the fear is very strong at this point. I personally drove into the city today, drove by neighboring cities as well. There's an eerie feeling there that's going on. You can tell that the fear really very much exists. It's in the air, and I think many people are extremely, extremely cautious about going outside, potentially even missing work, etc. So I think that the fear is very, very real at this point.
I talked to somebody who works in the healthcare industry and said many of their doctors have go bags because many doctors and researchers here in the United States are also immigrants who don't have all of their, I mean, they're not completely legal yet, but they're here saving our lives, and they too have to be ready to move as quickly as possible so they don't get caught up in what they're calling a raid. What is the intention of the government to do with these people once they round them up?
Well, I think ultimately the intention is to have a mass deportation. I think that message is loud and clear. Whether or not that's going to be a realistic aspect in terms of legally, is this going to be a viable approach? That's to be determined. I personally believe that there's all immigrants at this point, unlawful immigrants, I should say, or anyone that doesn't have status currently, we must remember that there's due process, regardless of where we are in our status. There, the one thing that the United States has to offer that maybe not all countries offer, which separates us from the rest, is the fact that due process does exist. So even though people are going to be detained, the deportation aspect of an immediate deportation, generally speaking, may or may not be a viable option. In fact, I would argue it more than likely will not be the case. Earlier today, I was speaking to other attorneys as well, that oftentimes these instances, once someone gets detained, there's a procedure, and that procedure generally is to place them in removal proceedings, assuming that they never had an order of removal or order of deportation. That oftentimes can lead to the possibility of applying for a defensive form of relief. So now where someone did not qualify for a form of relief affirmatively, they may do so now. So I think that it's determined, you know, to be determined, but as of now, I don't foresee that it's going to be immediate deportations, at least not for those that do not have a current outstanding order of removal.
Well, so, you know, you and I both know, and we've been talking about this in the newsroom, the president is a man whose rhetoric often gets ahead of his policy or goes beyond his policy. And his rhetoric is this idea of mass deportations, he says over and over. But the policy seems to be about only migrants, illegal migrants with a criminal record, violent people. Just talk to me about the distinction there. I mean, are you seeing that as well? And that maybe more and more people are scared than need to be, that they're only going to go after the violent criminals?
That's definitely my understanding as well. However, there have been some enactments of current law that, you know, could potentially lead others to believe that maybe it's not just the criminals. I think that outwardly, President Trump is stating that he is going to be attacking specifically those with violent convictions, criminal convictions. However, it does appear that it's going to be also an implementation of making it a little bit more difficult, if not extremely more difficult, just to be released on bond. You know, President Biden had originally stopped the privatization of the jails and prisons, and President Trump has now renewed that opportunity for the Department of Justice to use these private jails and prisons. So I think that we're going to be seeing potentially more people being detained regardless of their criminal conviction, which at the end of the day means, you know, more detentions, less likely to be released on bond, et cetera. So we may be experiencing some very, very huge backlog, specifically in the immigration court system.
Most of the things I've read have identified it as hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants who live in the Chicago area. Is that accurate?
To be completely honest with you, I would assume so, but I have anything to really base that off of. But I wouldn't be surprised. I think that Chicago has so much to offer. It is considered a sanctuary city, and specifically allowing the state of Illinois in and of itself allows so many benefits for unlawful immigrants here, or at least those that are hoping to obtain some sort of a status in the United States, including obtaining a driver's license. So that is massive for most states don't have that opportunity for unlawful immigrants. And again, others as well. So you have the city of Chicago that allows assistance when it comes to medical care for children, et cetera. So I certainly would not be surprised if that figure is accurate.
And you have not seen anything that has taken place today or heard of anything?
Today specifically, no. Again, I think aside from the eerie feeling as I went into the city of Chicago, there certainly was a sense of, you know, something was not as it normally was. There was fear. I had many people calling me, not only from friends, family members, but just so many clients that are afraid. And I'm also receiving information, emails, stating that threats are coming along with it. I had one client, unfortunately, tell me that she received a post on Facebook or a message on Facebook specifically targeting her and saying, you know, we know that you're married to an illegal immigrant. And, you know, be prepared to have your family separated. So things of this nature are starting to occur, and that's what I'm hearing. But as far as raids go, I have not seen anything. I have not heard anything. And I personally drove into neighboring cities of Chicago as well, where it's known that many immigrants live, and I have not seen anything as well. I don't see any cars. I don't see any trucks. I have not seen any officers.
Thank you so much. I hope we can have conversations again in the future.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. I'm always open to assist in any way I possibly can. Thank you for the opportunity.
Attorney Xavier Borjas, an immigration attorney here in Chicago.